Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that every saved person is called to be a full-time Christian. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Behavior that becomes holiness in action is seen in verse 2, as it affects men, the aged men. It pertains to them. Behavior as becometh holiness in action, then as becomes sound doctrine in verses 3 through 5, as it pertains to aged women and the young ladies. Now, behavior as becomes holiness in action, that is sound doctrine, as it pertains to young men, is in verses 6 through 8. Behavior as becometh holiness in action in sound doctrine, as seen in servants, that is employees, that is verses 9 and 10. Behavior as becometh holiness in action, that is sound doctrine, as it pertains to these young men in verses 6 through 8, doesn't it? Okay, now a lot of people don't want to look at it that way, but it does. So it seems here there is a necessity to exhort them to be sober-minded, to be sober-minded. Now, the Greek word exhort is parakaleo, whose noun form refers to the Holy Ghost. It's defined as to call by one's side, to call to one's aid. Whereas, not all are in full-time Christian work, as, say, an employee, or something that we say, well, this is a full-time ministry. You see, no matter what it is, every saved person is called to be a full-time Christian, Christ-like, wherever he or she may be. We are to be a light in this world. Now, notice here, we are on our job. If it's a secular job, we are lights in the world. Therefore, in a secular job, you're working it, and you say, well, boy, most of these people aren't saved, or most of this, that, and so many different things of different kind of doctrines and all that, but you are set there as a light. God gave you that job. God opened that door for you. He had more than purpose than just you've been able to make money to support yourself or to support your family. He also had you there as a light for him. And that's an area of accountability for Christians. Being sober-minded is being serious-minded about the things of God and his word. Can't be flippant about the things of God. This is where studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, comes into our focus. Because that's just not for pastors, evangelist. It's for all of us as Christians, because we need the Word of God to not only show us the truth, but to govern our lives and help us to have something to help others. Now think of Peter. He was a young man, perhaps in his 20s, when he began to follow Jesus. Now, so often, we find that his mouth spoke things that got him in trouble or got him rebuked. Other times, it brought blessing. Blessed are, those are good. And Jesus said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Why did he say that to him? Because when he asked, who do you say that I am? When Jesus said, who do you say I am? He says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When he said the Son of the living God, he used the Greek word huios for son, which has the idea of the seed of God. When the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, we know that the Holy Spirit came upon her to form a seed. The Father would take over and form the rest of the body over that 9-month period. But all that tells us is that God revealed that to him. And so he says, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. But then he also stopped Jesus when telling of his upcoming crucifixion. And so then he got rebuked and saying, get thee behind me, Satan. In Jerusalem, he was talking out. Boy, and I tell you what, the Lord had to rebuke him again. And when he says, I would never forsake you, you know, well, he did that very night, didn't he? 3 times a cock crew, and I know that he had denied his Lord 3 different times. So again, sometimes, and that's, you know, the thing with Peter when he was rebuking Jesus for saying he was going to be betrayed and crucified, he was rebuking Jesus for that. And I'm not going to allow that to happen. Well, Jesus said, you don't savor the things that be of God, but things be of man. It sounds like big stuff for men to hear, but when it comes down to it, you're not going to do it. Why? Because he cannot prevent the cross. So Peter needed that. And we needed it for our salvation, but Peter needed to hear that from the Lord. Sometimes you see young men are often drawn by the appeal, the flesh, to be heroes, to show their strength, their athletic ability, to seem as though they're the one who has the position of saying, this is right, this is wrong. Do or don't do this. You see, Satan knew quite well he could get to the young man, Peter, and he can get to young men. For the contemporary and emerging church movement today, see, Satan knows that he can appeal to them and make them say, oh, but hey, these old people, you know, they're living in the past. When, you know, it's one of those things that they say that was said when I was a teenager. Oh, they're just living in the past. And when those guys were young, they said, yeah, that group was just living in the past. And after so many trials and tribulations, after World War I and a World War II and a Vietnam, and of course we had Korea before those and all that, maybe we ought to know that God knows what's going on and that we ought to listen to him and not say, that's just old-fashioned. The Bible's never out of date. Men go backwards. It's ignorant. It's backwards to go against the Word of God just for the culture's sake, that everybody's doing it, and that's what's going to wreck. You see, righteousness exalteth a nation, not sin. Righteousness exalteth a nation, not giving liberty to the flesh to fulfill its desires. Righteousness exalteth a nation. And so, again, men are attracted by the sight of the eye, because some of that sight is success and fame as far as what men call success and fame. Now, may I insert at this point that the young men are those who get caught that is caught up in the latest style, the latest fad, the latest whatever it is. Now, it seems today that we live in a day when anything that pertains to the internet, the World Wide Web, or whatever else of those kind of instruments, you know, you're just not with it if you're not up on that. Well, you better be careful that that doesn't become your God and make you turn on the things of God, the things of holiness and righteousness. You know, we begin to compare crowds. Well, this one got the bigger crowd, so it must be right. Well, the end does not justify the means. You got a bigger crowd going to hell. You know, it's the same as Marxism. It's one of those things that have the attitude of, well, what have you done for me lately, society? That looks to be served instead of to be servants of the Lord. So there are things that young men must guard against. And what is he going to say? Because he just takes off and he's going to say something, and he ends up with the old foot in mouth disease. Okay. Now, I think in Proverbs 17:28, it says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. A lot of times, some want to speak up because they want to be heard. But many times, what they have to say is not something God put in their heart. Something they're looking to exalt themselves, want to sound intelligent, as the one in the know, as the one who has the answers. Listen, be the one that's pointing others people to Christ. That's it. You point fellow Christians to Christ. They get caught up in this world. Get them back to the Word of God. Get them back to holiness. Get them back to righteousness. And we got to get away from this idea of, well, this is what you got to do to win them. Yeah, what are you going to win them to? The way of the world. You're going to win them away from pursuing God in a holy way, separated from this world, separated unto God. And yes, you're going to win them from that. And there's a consequence. There's a loss of reward. There's a shame at his appearing.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.